This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. Are you ready to have a tremendous 2020? I believe if you'll do the things we've been teaching over the last several weeks, you're going to have the best year you've ever had, and that at the end of next year, rather than feeling as though, where has all this time gone, and how much has you know, what have I wasted all my time doing? Instead, you'll be sitting here, you know what? I've walked further than I've ever walked before. And again, let's look in Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Okay, now let's get into some practicality with this. I've already told you that the first two most important changes you need to make in your life, if you haven't made them yet, is to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, right? Saved or unsaved, he needs to be your Lord. You need to be listening to him and doing what he's telling you to do, because that is the greatest life of fulfillment, because he wants better for you than you want for you. Now, after you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, the next change that you need to make is, if you don't know the will of God for your life, then you need to make the change and find out what it is. Third thing, most important change is once you know the will of God, if you have not been doing it, do it. Okay? And so this is what Ephesians 5 is telling us. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Okay, so in other words, when you begin to evaluate your life, see then that you walk circumspectly. It means to look at it. Look at the steps you've taken. Look at the steps behind you. And then, if you need to make a course correction, make it. Because listen, any pilot will tell you, you get 1 degree off, it doesn't matter. It might not matter for the first, 120 feet. Might not matter for the first mile. But the further you travel, just 1 degree means the difference, but can mean the difference between living and dying. That you, the airport is not where it's supposed to be when you're running out of gas, or the airport's right where you're supposed to be when you're running out of gas, right? Just 1 degree. And so it's better to make course correction now, okay? And so he's telling you, and this is the time you need to examine where you walk. Understand, your life is not, if you're looking at your life like, where did 2019 go, or whatever year you're listening to this, or where did this week go, or where did this month go, where's this year going? If you don't make changes now, you should not expect anything different later, okay? Because this is the time you need to look at it and say, I'm going to make some changes. Now, all of us at some point have said, man, I'm changing, I'm going to do some different. Okay, people say, I'm going to lose weight. All right, how much? How many pounds? Not only that, how are you going to do it? Okay, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. First, you have to examine your walk. Now, remember, we've said this now a couple broadcasts, your walk has a lot of different facets. Your walk has a spiritual component, a soulless component, by soul, where mind, world, and emotions, a body component, a financial component, and a social component. Those areas make up your life. And you should be examining each of those areas of your life and asking yourself, am I where Jesus wants me to be, or am I where I want to be? Okay? Now, look at it. Listen, I've been using weight, okay? Are you overweight? Do you not want to be? And if you don't want to be, how many pounds do you need to lose? That's the first thing. You've got to identify a goal. The Bible says that without vision, people perish. So do their dreams. Your dreams are going to perish if you don't find a goal. And, well, I don't know what my goal should be. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, understanding what the will of the Lord is. Your first goal should be to do the will of God. Find that out. Now, even that is going to have steps to it. Okay? Even that is going to have steps to it. Let's talk about your body. I talked a little bit about losing weight. There's plenty of people that don't need to lose weight but are still out of shape. Okay? I need to get in better shape. Right now, I'm not altogether sure I could do 100 push-ups. Okay? And so I don't like that. I like to be able to do 100 push-ups pretty easily. But want to know what? Me sitting here and identifying as a goal, I see then I walk circumspectly. What's the first thing I got to do? I got to identify I can't do 100 push-ups. Then I have to identify I want to do 100 push-ups. Then I have to identify how am I going to get to where I can do 100 push-ups. That by 2020, December 31st, 2020, I'm going to be able to do 100 push-ups. Okay, great. How? Okay, let me go back to a spiritual goal. My goal every year is to know Jesus better than I knew him last year. How are you going to do it? See, so many often we come up. I don't call them goals. I don't call them visions. I call them fantasies. I want to know better God than I knew last year. Okay, great. How are you going to get there? Well, I don't know. Then it's a fantasy. Because if it was a vision, there would be steps you could run with it. Write the vision down. Make it plain that he may run who reads it. You need to write it down and make it plain. That's the reason that you're examining your walk. Because remember, the next verse is that you have to redeem the time. Again, you need to seize control of 2020. You have to redeem the time because the days are evil. In other words, there is going to be plenty of evil things happening in life that are going to steal and distract you. And you don't want to end up at December 31st, 2020, or whatever year you're listening to this, or at the end of this month, if today's the first of the month and it's the end of the month. You don't want to end up, and honestly, this is true at the end of the day. Start your day off by redeeming the time. I try to plan out my day the night before if I don't already have it planned out. What are you doing tomorrow? What are you going to do with your life tomorrow? How am I going to know? If my goal is to know Jesus better, what am I going to do tomorrow differently than I did today to ensure that that takes place by the end of the year? Well, for me, one of the things that I've done, I've gone back to re-implementing two things in my life. Okay, my goal is to know Jesus more intimately at the end of 2020 than I know him now. So I've got two things already I'm working on. First is the first 20 minutes of my day, I get completely still and focus on Jesus. Completely still. People say, well, I don't have 20 minutes. Sure you do. You're sleeping through them because I was sleeping through them. I just get up. I get up 30 minutes earlier, technically 40. Because for my first 20 minutes, I don't ask the Lord anything. I just begin to think about him, to think about the fact that he is with me. I begin to let him know. I say this. I've been saying this every day. I said, Lord, though you have made me mighty, I do not glory in my might. This is from Jeremiah 9. Though you have made me glory, Father, Lord, though you have made me mighty, I do not glory in my might. Lord, though you have given me resources, I do not glory in my resources. Lord, though you have made me wise, I do not glory in my wisdom. But Lord, if I glory in anything, I desire to glory in the fact that I know and understand you. Okay? So I start off with that. And then for the next 20 minutes, I say, Lord, I'm here. Focus completely on you for you to say anything you need me to do, anything you want to say to me, any correction you want to make, any love you want to do for these next 20 minutes. Why am I doing that? Because I'm not where I want to be in my intimacy with Jesus. And I've got to have a plan. I've got to redeem the time. So what do? I've already told the time. You first 20 minutes, this is what I'm doing. Next 20 minutes, I'm spending it in the Word. Now, I spend more time in the Word than that. But for the next 20 minutes, I'm going to start meditating on the Word. I've just focused on the God. I'm going to let Jesus speak to me through His Word, because that Word is just as much the will of God as it is. Now, again, I don't necessarily even consider that my personal devotional time, because I like to spend more time. Maybe that's my personal devotion time. Maybe I should say it like that. That's my personal devotion time. But then I have study time, where I specifically geared at some point during the day for me to look at things, for me, changes I need to make. Okay, now remember, see then that you walk circumspectly. I examine my walk. What did I find out? Not as intimate with Jesus as I needed to be, right? And so what did I do? I redeemed the time. I looked at the time and said, this is the choices I'm going to make. This is the reason we're giving you this free offer of these worksheets, right? And remember, in order to find out the will of God, you got to spend time with God. We've got these prayers that teach you how to pray for the will of God for yourself. And if you got loved ones that are lost or having problems, teach you how to pray for them. That's free. But then now we have the second worksheet to help you examine your walk. See then that you will examine your walk and identify changes you need to make, and then begin to implement those changes. Me implementing those changes is what? First 20 minutes is spent focusing on Jesus. Second thing that I'm doing is now I've got my watch set, my watch timer set, so that every 30 minutes it dings and reminds me, think about Jesus. You say, well, I live in constant thought about Jesus. Well, that's great for you, but I've noticed in life that the days are evil, exactly like the Scripture says, and things try to distract me and make me forget that Jesus is right there with me, dealing with whatever I'm doing. In a conversation that's going bad, Jesus is right there with me. In a challenge, Jesus is right there with me. So what am I doing? Every 30 minutes, I'm programming into my consciousness, take a moment and remember, Jesus is with you. Jesus is on the inside of you. Jesus wants to help you. Think about how much, and I just talked, Lord, I thank you, you're right here with me. Lord, I thank you that you're right here in the midst of this with me. Lord, I thank you that you are my answers, my wisdom. What will that do? I do that every day for 365 days. You don't think that's not going to increase my intimacy with Him? My awareness of Him? See then that you walk circumspectly. I identified a problem, and now I've redeemed the time. We're going to talk more about this. Listen to these important announcements. Michael's got some great things to share. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His Word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore?